recorded live at 4ZZZ Studios and broadcast across Brisbane on 102.1 FM.
You're listening to Zed Games, where we bring you the best in gaming news, reviews, community and culture.
Want to get in touch? Text in on 0420 626 733.
Hello and welcome to Zed Games. My name is Evie. I hope you've catched all them Pokemons because it's a Pokemon themed episode today.
It is.
Yes, and I'm here with...
Flareon.
And Jolteon.
Oh, fantastic.
And who are you?
Evie. Yeah, Evie.
Yeah, we're evolutions of her.
Yeah.
Bit strange.
Better versions.
Yeah, we are the better. Peak versions of you.
It's like your
peak version.
Peak.
It's like your upgraded versions in a specific field.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Basically.
We decided to specialize.
It's like I hadn't decided what I was going to major in yet.
Yeah.
And you guys are like, electricity and fire.
Yep. Yeah. Perfect majors that you can study at university.
Things.
I'm an electrician.
And Millie's a fire starter.
Yeah.
I'm a fire starter.
Oh, no.
You're welcome.
Probably not appropriate given our current climate, but anyway.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
That's how it happened.
I didn't start fires. Please,
Millie's
Flareon
now. Yeah.
Use Fire Blast and then, well, rip New South Wales, sorry.
Oh, sorry, Adrian.
Whoops.
Whoops.
So, you were just listening to the first song on the show was Wargroove from... Well, the theme song of Wargroove. And then there was God of War, Memories of Mother. And then you were listening to, just before we came on air, Pokemon, Gotta Catch 'Em All.
The main theme song, I think,
is
the good one.
Yeah, from the 90s.
We discussed at length about whether we should just have this song played the entire episode, but we've thought better of it.
It was two options. It was either we play it for every single track, or we just have it playing in the background, like, softly. It's just on repeat.
And it just gets stronger and stronger towards the end.
So it just drowns us out.
Gotta catch 'em all.
And I feel like no one would care.
No one would. It's the best song ever written.
I hope for the people that... driving home, are just like, yes,
yeah.
I'm liberated.
Yes,
you got them free. Good feels.
Or you drive up, like you've got two like 4ZZZ listeners, and they drive up next to each other. They're both blasting the Pokemon things. They turn it to each other. They're like, yeah.
I hope that.
If
happens.
You enjoyed that, text in.
Yeah,
text us, please.
Text in on 0420-626-733. Yeah, I want to know.
Professional. I love
it. I want to know about your special Gotta Catch 'Em All moment this afternoon.
Show me them pokes. Yeah.
Show me them pokes.
Oh, wait. Hang on. Going to get some weird things on the text line.
Luckily enough, we don't get images.
Woo! Yeah, that's good.
Oh, jeez.
That's what I meant. It's a Pokemon.
Just send screenshots of their Pokemon Go.
Oh, yeah, like all the levels and their shinies and stuff like that.
Show me all the shinies.
It's crazy. Yeah, yeah. Even in the latest game as well, like Sword and Shield, it's all complete the Pokedex first. Now everyone's going shining, hunting for shinies.
Oh, my goodness.
And there's like
so
two
quick.
Different methods about... Yeah, it's a 400 Pokedex in this one.
That's pretty good.
And it's
good.
A mix between new Pokemon and old stuff. People have figured out these methods that have been around for a while to either like hatch all the eggs or you just like do a chain of catches. So you catch the Wooloo sheep or whatever over and over and over and over and over again. And you don't catch anything else except those ones.
Yeah, I remember when the last Pokemon came out on DS, which I cannot remember the name of.
Black and White 2?
Yeah.
That was the last one on DS.
Y or something like
no, that
I...
was 3DS.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I remember watching...
Hey, subscriber!
Power of Pokemon.
Thank you so much.
We've caught
Pokemon.
Them all. Yeah. Caught that one. Caught that subscriber. Thank you so much. I remember watching like streamers... Just shiny collectors.
Yeah.
Ugh. I'm pretty sure there's one Twitch streamer called Shiny Professor just dedicates their entire stream to just force shutting off the DS at the time, starting again, reset.
That was like speed running and stuff like that as well.
Mm-hmm.
Like getting into that whole side of things. But at the same time, like especially with shiny hunting, it's such a chill time to watch usually.
Yeah, because you just
because they're just
Pokemon.
Chilling out. They're just like talking into their chat and just catching pokes.
They're just having a regular conversation, all placated, and then they find a shiny. And they're like,
and then the whole thing changes, and then so everyone's sitting there watching.
Everyone
is just
uproar.
Like they're always waiting. They're just sitting there like. Come on, you're going to catch it this time? You're going
to
catch it this time?
And then
what suspense. It's
yeah.
just made me very tense,
for like
actually.
6 hours.
Tense and bored at the same time. It was a really unusual feeling.
Yeah, it's an odd feeling watching someone shiny hunt.
Yes.
I don't think I could ever do that. I just think I'd get too impatient.
Well, I think it's only really been a thing in the recent games.
Mm.
I don't know if you could do it back in like blue and red and yellow, like back on the Game Boy Color.
Shinies.
They were shinies. No, they were shinies.
Oh, yeah, they were.
They're just super, super rare.
There was.
Because there's speedrunners.
Yeah, and they were like a slightly different color.
Didn't have Twitter to tell people about it, that's why.
Yeah, exactly.
They were like orange instead of like slightly red.
Mm. Yeah, because, I mean, you've only got like, what, 16 colors on there, so you got to do what
Speaking
you can.
Game Boys, that's what I'm going to be talking about today.
Game Boys?
Yeah, I'm going to be talking about a spoopy Game Boy thing. So I'm going to do a Pokemons.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it's a creepypasta.
All the
Millie's back
stuff.
With the creepypastas.
Is there something to do with Pokerus?
It's a Pokerus? Not. I don't know what that is.
Oh, it's a... Okay, so there's a thing that... Don't. I mean, another thing where you can get your Pokemon infected randomly. It's kind of like the same chance as a shiny, but it kind of corrupts everything.
Is it a creepypasta?
No. It's actually in the game, in some of the games. Oh. I think it's some of the older games. If you search Pokerus, I think it's...
A quick Google.
But basically, it infects one of your Pokemon with this kind of Pikimon with one of the viruses, and it kind of spreads through your Pokemon.
So was it implemented into the game, or is it actually a bug?
I think it's actually a bug or a glitch.
Is that like...
Then it's just become famous
is
for...
Is it like missing, though?
Maybe. Yeah, you know, so like, I don't know, you...
So is it like, so it's like the little thing that it pops up.
Turns your laptop.
Like,
it's kind of like a
like
status effect. Yeah, it's kind of a status effect. Instead of a poison, it's that kind of thing. But
Show
then it's bad. And there's nowhere to get rid of it once you've got it. It's very interesting.
Well, that's really cool. Actually, I'll do a bit of research into that. I'll see what
it's kind of cool.
See what I can find out. Because that sounds like an actual proper.
Yeah, it's not a creepy part. It's actually a thing.
Yeah.
And like people have had like saves corrupted and stuff because of it.
I
which
love
is
it.
Really interesting.
I'm going to look it up.
That is fascinating.
Be ready for next week. Millie's bringing the actual
research scoops. Project.
The actual research.
Yeah.
I love doing research projects for radio. Not for anything else, though.
I feel you
so
bad.
That's
as
a mood.
A student right now is so close to finishing. I'm like,
I'm
just going to prepare
degree.
The show. So we'll talk about some news now. And then, we'll listen to news. And then we'll talk about some news.
Yeet.
And then for the rest of the show, it's pretty much Pokemon
what is going
stuff.
On
so
with
hang
microphone.
In there.
It's just...
Cue the muse.
Okay, I'm good.
The muse.
Muse and Mewtwo.
Pun intended.
You have to hit the truck about 7 times.
This week in gaming news, the Pokemon Company is trying to sue Sword and Shield leakers. The company believes it has found the first leaked image to go online. The leakers, who are unnamed defendants, posted photos from the official Sword and Shield strategy guide, and therefore shared information about unreleased Pokemon. These stolen trade secrets have been posted on a Discord server on November 1st. Screenshots of the posts have been shown in the lawsuit detailing 18 photos posted of the unreleased strategy guide. The Pokemon Company is seeking compensation damages and wrongful conduct, as well as monetary relief, punitive, and exemplary damages. The only issue is that the Pokemon Company doesn't know the names of the leakers, as Discord allows for the user to post anonymously. The strategy guide was released on the 22nd of November, a week after Pokemon Sword and Shield was launched. Video game sales set to be just shy of $150 billion in 2019. Newzoo Analytics Program conducted an investigation into global video game sales in June and predicted games would make a little over $152 billion, showing that there is an increase in revenue of over 9% from last year. It was also predicted that the US would overtake China, mostly due to licensing freeze and attempts to reduce gameplay time for youth. However, that didn't end up happening. China remains the giant of the industry. The report goes on to predict that sales will increase to $189 billion by the year 2022. Console and mobile games currently dominate 80% of that market, and it's safe to assume that gaming will take $200 billion in revenue each year before long. The 2019 Gender Equality in Games program announced their champions for inclusivity within the Australian industry. In Games celebrates the achievements of cis and trans women, non-binary people, trans men and intersex industry members. A panel looks at how these nominees have helped to bring more representation within the industry, as well as how they contribute to making the community a better place. Their industry roles include publishing and distribution, development, retail, education, esports, media content creation, and advocacy. These industry professionals were judged by a panel of 8 senior industry members and will be individually featured on their site until the end of this year. If you'd like to check out the list, all 50 of them are listed on the ingames.com.au website, or just head over to the Zed Games Facebook page and click on the link. And a special thanks from Zed Games for all that you do for the community. That's all this week in gaming news.
Howdy.
Yo.
Welcome back.
Sup.
Some good news.
Yeah.
Pokemans.
Yes, okay, well, back to the Pokemans.
It's just a Pokemon episode. You just have to roll with it, regardless of all the other news.
The other news was actually really good to hear.
A bunch of companies making money and a lot of inclusivity content and community. I can't talk today. I really am out of words.
Hold on, let me just turn your mic down, yeah?
Yeah, it's probably for the best.
Yeah, just mute him for this whole episode.
Look what happened. The quality of the stream increased. Amazing.
Yeah, and the diversity quota. Shut up.
Shut up.
Anyway, yeah, so Pokemon trying to find these leakers.
Pokemon Swoosh.
Swoosh.
The Swoosh.
Sword and
what
Shield.
What did I call it earlier today? I called it Spoop and something else. I can't remember now. Oh,
Pokemon
it's gone.
Swoosh.
Pokemon Swoosh.
Swoosh is fine.
Pokemon Swoosh.
There's been...
Pokemon Gun.
Have you seen the
Oh,
memes?
Yeah, I remember all of that. That was funny.
Pokemon Yeah Nah.
Yeah.
The Pokemon Australian Yeah, nah. one. And they wanted to just be like Bazza and Shazza or something with
Pokemon
the two
Coles
characters.
And
yeah,
Pokemon Coles and Woolies. And it's Jamie Oliver.
Yeah, red, green, Australia. No, red, green, and blue. It's you know Coles, Woolies, and
Aldi.
Big Dub.
Big W. Yeah. Kmart and Big W. I don't know. Sorry, I'm getting carried away.
There's
now.
Too many
Pokemon.
Yeah, but like, yeah, the Aussie version is really
just
really cool.
Suburban mums with trolleys.
Have to go into a gym battle. You trolley of Pokemon. We're going too far with this.
The trolley is a Pokemon.
Oh, actually, yeah, good point.
Well, yeah, my keys are too, so you know.
Yeah. And my ice cream.
Yeah. Yum. What a world we live in.
Yeah, pretty much. It is Pokemon.
Yeah.
Pokemon.
Well, I mean, have you played pretty much like all of them? Like what ones have you missed?
I'm not a gamer.
Oh, right. Fake gamer. Cool.
You're out then. I missed Red and Blue, like the originals.
Mm.
I didn't get into Pokemon until Ruby and Sapphire.
Okay, Gen 3. So
yeah.
That's good.
So I was sort of a bit of a latecomer.
Yeah.
And then I lost touch with it and then I came back for X and Y.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've been pretty much consistent with it since.
Nice. Yeah. The only ones I've missed are the DS ones because I never had a Nintendo DS. So I had the Game Boy. I had the Game Boy SP or the Advanced. Yeah, mm-hmm. I had the SP because it's like the little flip phone.
Yeah, the SP is what I played.
That was
Ruby
so
and
cool.
Sapphire on.
Mm. And they were backwards compatible with the... You could put the gold carts in.
Yes.
To the Game Boy SP. And it had a light, which was the best upgrade ever.
Especially because you want to play in the bed under the blankets. Yeah. Your parents not knowing. Like, I remember doing that.
Go to bed. And I'm like, okay, I'll go to bed. And just like, you realize they turn on the light and you just do the quickest motion ever where you snap it close and shove it under your pillow.
Yeah.
Just hope they don't realize that you're
not
asleep.
Wow, that's so
relatable.
That's
what I used to do with my DS.
Yep.
I just didn't play Pokemon.
Yep.
Except the DS is so much heavier. So if you're like lying and you
had
it above your head.
I had the OG DS. The amount
that's
of times
the fat
I hit
one.
My face.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had that one too.
But yeah, then I got the 3DS and that was a mistake.
I really liked the 3DS.
No, I liked it. No, as a DS, yeah, but like the 3D thing, I was like, I have motion sickness.
Oh, yeah, no. No, the technology was not great. It was kind of cool. It was gimmicky, and it had like the little AR camera.
Yeah.
Yeah, the games on it. The slider was good to just off permanently, glue it there so it doesn't accidentally flick on.
I don't have Sword and Shield yet.
No, I want to get Sword and Shield.
I have it.
Yes, I know.
It's great.
Don't tell us about
Swoosh,
I can see your face staring at me like that.
Yeah.
Don't judge me.
I'm smug.
Yeah.
It's really good. Yeah, I guess we're going to talk about it. It's on Switch now, which is...
Switch.
We're on Switch. Well, Switch. I mean, we're on there for... What? No. Let's Go Pikachu and Let's Go Eevee.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I wanted that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it was like
it's a good one.
It was the first one that went onto the Switch,
mm.
and it was interesting. It was a different direction, so it was kind of more casual and more focused on the motion controls. So you could use the Switch Joy-Cons to like throw
want.
The ball in quotation marks to catch the Pokemon, which is kind of cool.
You just press A as well.
You can just press A, but it was like that immersive experience.
Yeah.
And if you're holding in travel mode, you could like move
it
around,
like kind
of like you could in Pokemon Go, where you can like throw the ball and flick and do times that kind of
you
stuff.
You can actually touch the screen too, and like actually like flick it with your finger if you want to. Mm.
Ah,
so
well,
yeah,
that's a bit more exciting.
Mm.
Yeah, but it wasn't. Like a very challenging, like, you know, back in the old games, I remember playing my first Pokemon and I was just like, oh man, I got to grind for 3 hours to get this boss fight.
Yeah, you don't need to grind much.
You don't have to grind in this one. And that's kind of the same in Sword and Shield. It's got the same graphic style. It's cute. It's probably
it's cute.
It's cute. It's very nice. The animation effects are pretty good for the most part. Some of them are kind of jank because they were saying that they were going to be doing a lot of stuff with the game to make the animations better, and that's why it was took so long.
Mm. Look, we'll get into it.
We'll get into it.
We'll get into it.
But it's still a good game, though.
Yeah, of course it's still a good game.
Yeah.
What is this threatening finger motion?
I'm just waving my finger around. I don't know.
Yeah.
Summoning my Eevee powers.
Tackle!
Anyway.
Tackle!
It'd be weird if you did tail whip.
What's that one that... not tail whip. No. Splash?
Splash.
The Magikarp one.
Struggle. Yeah, Magikarp.
Where it just does nothing.
Or struggle. Splash. Struggle's a move as well. Just struggle.
Yeah.
You're listening to Zed Games.
Well, speaking of nightmares.
Nightwares.
Wearing nights.
Yeah, I like pajamas.
pajamas are the greatest.
Nightwears. Speaking of nightwear, I broke Millie.
Yeah.
Welcome back.
Nightwares.
Listening to Zed Games.
Nightwear.
Nightwares. Yes, that was a good moment in time.
I like pajamas.
I think you've been immortalized at that point once you get introduced into a sting. It's just once that happens, you're on the show.
I was quick to respond with pajamas, so you know, I was on the ball that night.
It was just so quick. It just, Evie has broken my sides many times this morning.
Where
am I?
Just with a rake.
I was with you
morning.
With
a rake.
out the back with a crowbar.
Yeah, when I woke up at 4 a.m., you were just like, good morning.
Good morning.
Snap.
You don't need a coffee. I've got a crowbar.
You're awake yet?
Yeah.
Well, I was pretty awake when they announced Half-Life stuff, so you know. Speaking of crowbars. Yeah.
This is Pokemon.
But yeah.
We're coming back.
Yes, we're coming to Pokemon. Take it away. Flareon.
Take it away, Penny. That was a really obscure SpongeBob reference. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Out of context.
Okay, so I've titled this jazz piece as Millie is back with the creepypasta. So I wish I had a soundboard so I could just do like spooky like lightning effects
or
something. Thank you. It just sounds like a tumbleweed. Kate, stop now.
Okay.
before you're like
collapses. Anyway.
Okay. So there are two versions of Pokemon Black, right? There's the one you know and love. And then there's the one that will transform you into a cold-blooded killer.
Dun, dun, dun.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
So Pokemon Black, not Pokemon the good black, Pokemon the evil black.
Okay.
Was rumored to be found in a flea market in 2005. The foreboding black cartridge looked like a copy of Pokemon Red, but its purpose was to make you kill and kill again.
Wow.
Yeah. So the unnamed author of the Pokemon Black creepypasta, so that you know, shows its good claims, claims that the game starts like the good old favourites Red and Blue. Oak teaches the player about the world and the Pokemon and how to navigate it, and you're introduced to the three classic starters, Charmander, Squirtle, and Bulbasaur. They're cute, right? But but Pokemon Black as an additional starter. Ghost.
Okay.
So the player selects Ghost. They'll find that is level 1 compared to its counterparts, which are level 5 when they start. And another difference is its starting move is Curse compared to the three mains, Tackle or Growl. It has no other moves except Curse. It can't learn any other moves. It's just Curse.
So this was all pre when Dark Pokemon came out?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I think, yeah.
Mm. When Ghost was a special type.
Yeah.
Right, yes.
Yeah.
So battles haven't changed in regards to how they start,
sure.
But they're a lot more simple. The opposing Pokemon are too scared to move. That's what it's like. It tells you, you know, like your Pokemon is paralyzed or something, but instead it says your Pokemon is too scared to move against ghosts, and you are free to use Curse against said Pokemon. Quote, when the move Curse was used in battle, the screen would cut to black. The cry of the defending Pokemon would be heard, but it was distorted, played a much lower pitch than normal. The battle screen would reappear, and the defending Pokemon would be gone. If used in battle against a trainer, and the Pokeballs representing their Pokemon would disappear in the corner, they would have one fewer Pokeball.
Ooh.
End quote.
You got sent to the Shadow Realm.
Yeah.
Yuki boy.
I got some Yu-Gi-Oh stuff going on here.
Exodia, the forbidden one.
Yeah.
One day I'll talk
about...
I will talk about Yu-Gi-Oh games. It'll come up. If battling his fellow trainer and all the Pokeballs are removed, the player has the option to run from the battle or to use Curse again. If the player uses Curse, the trainer's sprite would disappear and be replaced with a gravestone. Fun!
Ooh.
At the completion of the game, a box appears with the words, "Many years later," which cuts to Lavender Tower, because of course it does. It's a creepypasta.
It's always Lavender Tower.
Yeah. There's an old man looking at tombstones. This man is your character. The man cannot walk as fast as he once could and carries no Pokemon with him. The world around him is empty. There are no people left except for their tombstones. Making your way all the way back to Pallet Town, if you enter your house and step on the exact tile you started on, everything goes black. Suddenly, Pokemon sprites fly past the screen, followed by the trainers and the Elite Four. Finally, Ghost appears in front of you. As an old man, you can't do anything but struggle, while Ghost chips away at your health. Once at the end of your life, Ghost uses Curse one last time. The screen fades to black. Your save is gone. The game is up, Murder Pants.
Oh, wow.
Done.
Sounds like a fan fiction.
Oh, it is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and like I read reviews on it and everything, and they're just like, like this is like poorly written and everything. But the thing that made it interesting is that someone obviously with their creativity actually made a ROM for it. So you can play Pokemon Spooky Black if
so
you
So someone
want to.
Not only made that fan version, but they made the fan version.
Yeah.
What? Yeah. It's really,
it's
really
like
good.
How, it can't be that bad if someone's made it.
It's like Sonic.exe. Like, someone wrote the horrible creepypasta, but then someone made it better by actually producing a ROM for it.
Oh, yeah. Actually play
even
it
then, it was sort of like, bleh.
You can legit play this.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the ghost thing was when you're in Lavender Tower and you don't have the sylph scope, I think it's called.
Yeah, and they just come up as
they
ghosts.
Come up as little ghosts. So I'm guessing they would have used the sprites
they did.
From that. Yeah, okay, cool. That makes sense.
Yeah, so it's just like the sprite that you encounter in. Just
is now a Pokemon that you can play.
Yeah, it's a regular Pokemon.
Cool.
Yeah, so that's what makes it interesting is that they actually turned like the Pokemon game on its head rather than just being like, oh, Lavender Tower, everything's so spooky. But they actually tried to make it like. You have a consequence for your actions.
Yeah.
Of killing, like, Pokemon that, you know, you're actually killing them and killing trainers, that sort of thing.
Like saying the...
Real dark.
When, yeah, well, pretty much. You're dark, super dark.
Yeah, dark, that's, super dark. Pokemon Black.
When, yeah.
That's why probably they Nintendo probably brought out Pokemon Black, was to probably get rid of all those search results.
Hmm. Sure. To get rid of... Oh, well, they had Black 2 as well.
Yeah, but, they're, like, Pokemon Black, this creepypasta was around before Pokemon Black and White.
Oh.
So that's what I mean. That's what I think. They like,
oh, yeah,
conspiracy
right, because
theorists
it's based
hat
off the,
on.
Yeah,
so they created Pokemon Black and White to sort of go, yeah, we don't need this negative sort of thing.
Yeah.
We're squish.
Just squish all of this
so,
out.
Because I looked up Pokemon Black and it's just like, did you mean? So
did
you know
mean...
I meant Pokemon Creepy Black. They're like, oh.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, I remember playing, I think I've got Pokemon White, actually.
Yeah, because that was the DS version.
So. Yeah.
Yeah, that was the only Nintendo console I don't think I've had.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I didn't get to play any of those, but I had the Game Boy, the Game Boy SP, and then I had the 3DS, I think. So I had to skip a whole gen.
Yeah.
It was, Zekrom and Kyrim?
Yeah.
All the names are weird.
Yeah. Because they start to run out of, like, cool play on words that they can do, so they just start putting letters together.
I've always said, like, to a friend that when we were talking about different Pokemon ideas, because... Of course, I'm a cool person, and that's what we talk about when we're drunk.
Yeah, so cool.
Yeah,
adults.
Sure. The thing that I think that they do to create Pokemon names is they just get like a literal wall full of notes that people have just got ideas from, and just gone. Okay, they have two darts each, and they go. They've got steel type, keys. All right, cool. That's a Pokemon. Done. ice cream cone.
Ice cream.
There you go. Yeah. Or sugar, dairy.
There you go.
Ice cream cone. There we go. Made a Pokemon.
Stonehenge.
Yep.
Did it.
Train. Strain. Yeah. Train.
Someone
Stonehenge.
Was just like,
Onyx. Done.
One.
Yeah.
It was like, boom, keys. Ah, we'll just go with that.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, that's enough.
It's good enough.
That's more than enough.
Am I going to call it Jingle Jangle?
Jingle Jangle.
Yeah. It's just got gears.
Wait for Christmas. Pokemon Christmas.
Pokemon Christmas.
Out. Pokemon Christmas and Pokemon Hanukkah. I don't know.
Yeah,
Pokemon Turkey.
Yeah, it's a whole new version of Pidgey. Well, they got Pidove, I guess. That's like
P-dove.
A pigeon.
Pidove is so cute.
Yeah,
it's so dumb.
There's so many. Oh my gosh. So like, my favorite Pokemon is Umbreon.
Yeah,
just because it's
adorable. You're edgy.
I have to know. What are your favorite Pokemons?
Vaporeon.
It is.
Absol.
Ooh.
I just like the design of it. I think it's really, really cool.
Yeah, it is cool.
I don't think it's very powerful or whatever as a Pokemon. I just like the design.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
I am a fan of, oh my God. I was like sitting there going, pick me. And I'm just like, and the name is Phew.
Yep.
But But yeah, there was I like Meltan a lot because it's just so cute and small and squishy. It's just like, hello.
You see like all the dragon types too.
Yeah.
I'm obsessed with dragons.
I think I'm very much one of those Gen 1-er people.
Yeah.
But I do enjoy, I like Mudkip as well, just for the memes.
Was that? That was Gen 3, wasn't Gen 3. It? Yeah. I kind of like,
Torchic
I played.
Was nice too.
Yeah.
Yes, Blaziken.
Blaziken.
Yeah.
The first, super murder chicken.
Well, that's all like, the fire types have always been the cool, like, especially with Sword and Shield. Yeah, like, super cool, like, yeah, bro. Yeah. Like, even in Sword and Shield, right?
Yeah.
You've got, so Sobble is the water starter. And he's all Cry, Sobble, Suki Lala.
Suki Lala.
Then he evolves into a angsty teenager.
I love it.
Which he's just still sad, but he's got like the emo flick on.
Nice.
And then in the main evolution, the final evolution, he kind of turns into like this spindly little Bindus man. Some people were saying it looks like the Lawyer spy kid. From TF2.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It was like, gentlemen, and he just comes up with the final evolution. I don't even know what the name is. And then there's like, Grookey is
Bonk.
Bonk. I got Grookey. So I was like, he has a little stick. I'm gonna call him Bonk, which is adorable.
Every and time then, I see that, all yeah. I can hear is like that. I think it was a meme going around when they first announced the starters. It was like, oh god, what's the main DK Island theme from DK64? It's just Grookey like just hitting
the drum.
And it just goes,
yeah.
I love it so much.
But the fire one is always the cool one.
Absolutely.
Like Blaziken is awesome. Charizard is always like
Charizard.
Everyone,
did you just say Charizard?
Charizard.
Charizard.
Whatever.
Like Char. Charmander. Charizard.
Charmander.
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 Chadmander.
Charamelian.
Chadmander.
Chadmander. Well, that's it. It's the cool
What's up, bro?
One. What's up, bro?
My name's Chad. Mander.
Chad Blast.
Ow.
My name's Mander.
Chad.
Chad Mander.
Oh, my God.
What is this?
I'm banning you.
Yeah. And Sword and Shield is the same. It's the cool fire Pokemon.
Yeah.
You know, it's got it like he's got a move that like you literally kick a ball of fire at the other person.
I love it.
It's
just awesome. A soccer player.
Yeah, he is. He looks awesome.
And when I get Sword and Shield, I'm gonna name mine Ronaldo.
I was literally about to say that.
I'm gonna name it Ronaldo. Ronaldo
just
the great.
The great.
Anyway, let's listen to some more Pokemon music.
This
was
the theme
a tangent.
Going.
Yeah, why not? So this is the gym leader battle music from
Yeet.
Pokemon Sword and Shield.
Pokemon Swoosh.
Let's do it. Yeah, hello.
It's a FIFA track if I've ever heard one. I want to go play some soccer now.
Yeah, FIFA.
No, you don't.
I actually like FIFA.
Like, with your feet and actual body?
I played soccer when I was a kid.
I played soccer as well.
Yeah.
I love soccer.
Soccer's great. And I play pretty much every FIFA as well. It's like my guilty pleasure game.
I do not play FIFA.
Mm. I played at a semi-professional level.
I know you
football,
did.
Weird flex, but okay.
Weird flex, but okay.
Yeah, wasn't a...
Don't rub your
you know,
fitness
like,
in my face.
A video game. It was like a... Ow, my legs hurt all the time.
Yeah,
game.
I played soccer
yeah.
for quite a few years. And then I did fencing, so now my knees don't work.
What a transition.
Yeah. My knees don't work no good.
It's like, the ball doesn't kill people. Fencing.
Fencing. I'm going to stab things.
Yeah. I broke my sword on someone's boob.
Wow. Anyway, I don't know how to segue that. To back to sword and shield.
Yeah, sword and shield. Swoosh.
Yeah.
Sword and swoosh.
I was going to go soccer balls to pokeballs, but anyway, that works.
Where there's a will, there's a way.
There's a will, there's, yeah. We find a way.
I
told you, I can't talk today. Sword and Shield.
Sword
Swoosh.
Shield. Swoosh.
Pokemon Swoosh, as
Pokemon
some people
gun.
Call it.
Mm-hmm.
Has been memed and everything, which has been very good.
Some people call it.
Some people
at
call
Adrian.
It. Yeah.
We know you're listening.
The game is good. Like, there is so much backlash
good.
Before.
Game good.
It game good. Okay, we can finish the show. the animations, it was ragged on, you know, because of so many things that happened prior to the game actually coming out.
Mm-hmm.
And then the game came out and no one said anything. Everyone's streaming it, everyone's playing it, everyone's having a good time.
Yeah, I saw that happen on
including me. Like, I'm having a lot of fun with it. I'm trying to figure out, like, some people are competing their Pokedex and they're like, oh, I need this one here. And there's all this, like, collaboration. People are making Discord servers.
Aww.
Like, with all their friends, we're just all talking about Pokemon and things like that. But, like, the game is... good. It's a Pokemon game.
It's good.
Aww, I know what I want for Christmas now.
Yeah, me too. I want Sword and Shield.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want Sword.
Sword. Yeah, Sword's a lot
good.
Of the every people getting Sword. I
sword
just want
is
it
better,
because
though.
Well, it's I mean, do you want there's like some Pokemon exclusives. Like Sword you get Vulpix and Ninetales, where Shield you get Growlithe and Arcanine.
now I want Shield.
Right?
See, Arcanine.
And then one of the gyms Arcanine. Is a fighting gym and the other gym's like a ghost gym, so if you want to fight
the
a ghost,
ghost
gym or
Ghost is
I think
favorite.
Ghost is Sword.
I like
I think.
Spooky boys.
Oh, what? Now I have to get both.
I
damn
think.
It.
Just get both. I can't remember. Yeah.
Just get what?
Just get both.
Volcano
yeah.
or Stoss?
Yeah.
¿Por qué no los dos?
The animations are kind of cool. I really like some of the special moves that some of the starting Pokemon have. So as I said, like the final evolution of the Firestarter gets a pyro ball attack that literally you kick a fireball at them.
That's cool. Yeah.
Grookey gets a big drum beat attack that channels vines in to hit the other Pokemon and stuff like that. It's kind of cool.
Nice.
The water one's just basically a water gun, but it's like a sniper water gun, so it's kind of cool.
Water gun.
Yeah, it's called Snapshot. It's just like shoots them with a laser water, basically.
I want it.
And yeah, so they've got all these mega evolutions now, which are called Dynamax evolutions, which don't really do much. They just add a bunch of health, and they give you a bunch of different attacks based
on.
Do
they look like the old mega evolutions?
No. So some different. Of them do. So like the Mega in the first, yeah, the Mega Charizard looks different. Because it's like in the first 10 minutes of cutscenes that you watch.
Of course it is.
You
remember Charizard, right? By the game.
It's on the cover. Yeah. It would be if they could. But yeah, you get the Dynamax like banned pretty much straight away, and then you get a bunch of charges or something.
Yeah.
Different Pokemon. If you use them enough, you can charge them up, and anyone can be a Dynamax Pokemon because of the band that you have.
Oh, that's lit.
And
that's
so you can use it to use like Mega Psychic or Mega Grass or Mega type moves that Mega you can either protect or attack. Mainly want snack type moves.
Mainly want snack.
Memes. But yeah.
So what kind of, so how many towns are there? How many gyms? Is it still 10?
It's 8.
8.
8.
Ooh, smaller.
It's always been 8.
World, actually, no, it's always been 8. Yeah. Like, where did I get 10 from?
It might be 7 even. No, I think it's 8. And then you fight the last trainer.
Okay.
Type deal.
I remember when I was trying, I can't remember which Pokemon I was playing. Oh my goodness. Where you had to like go collect all these different stones to get like rare Pokemon. And do they have like side quests that make you go on a journey for eternity to get things to have like,
or is it more just like
I think that's
world?
After.
Okay.
So I haven't finished it yet. I'm still getting through. I think I'm up to the 6th or 7th gym now.
Yeah.
So I haven't really, as I was talking about before, I haven't really had a problem with it because there's raids that you can do now in the game. So it's not, there's not just Route 1. You roll through Route 1 and then you're at the next town.
Yeah.
There are wide open areas now that you can kind of run around, kind of like
Breath of the Wild.
Breath of the Wild, I guess, would be a good comparison.
Sort of open world sort of feeling.
Yeah, and you can see the Pokemon. So if you want to run through your tall grass, you don't have to, it doesn't randomly
you don't
just
use
happen.
Repel?
There is still repel, but you don't have to use it.
You just run away.
Yeah, the Pokemon pop up basically right in front of you, and you just run through. And if you don't want to catch it, you just like yeet and yeet off to the side.
And they'll chase
you. So it's
you,
not
which is
forcing
terrifying.
You to grind anymore.
No, but it you is better, I think, because you can choose the grind. Mm. If you just want to get from point A to point B, you can do that.
So from a design perspective, it was probably a very conscious choice of people being going, I'm kind of over grinding because I get stuck in the bushes, and then I ended up getting like 5. Random Pokemon attacking me and I just want to get out.
Well, yeah. Well, that's the other thing. If you know there's a certain Pokemon in that area and you keep running around and you are only getting Pidgeys and you wanted a Caterpie, then now you can actually see, oh, there's a Caterpie right there.
So now
there's hidden Pokemon in there as well that are just like exclamation marks. They're little tiny ones that you can like go in and hit them. Sometimes they're underground or sometimes like Diglets and stuff
just,
like that. They're small.
Deck it in the face.
but yeah, I think it's really, really good from that design perspective. Because you can kind of choose the grind that you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get, like, surprised. But there's also, in those wild areas, there's also big Pokemon, like, that are way above your level.
Mm. Yeah.
So you can run around and you see a Snorlax, and you're like, oh, a Snorlax in the first area? This is awesome. You roll up, and you're, like, level 10, and it's level 46.
And it just stomps on you.
You have to just run away. Like, you can't do anything. You have to run away, or you basically get one body slammed into oblivion.
That's not fair.
Just a Snorlax literally not even jumping, just falling on you.
Falling asleep as usual.
Yeah.
Or just like you turn around, just goes like that anime like Nani.
Nani.
And you just get like yeeted into like, the space like Team Rocket.
Blasting up again.
So what's it like on the Switch? Does it feel nice on the Switch?
It's awesome. I have not even bothered to play it on the desktop or the docked mode because it looks pretty on the table the handheld mode.
Oh nice.
It looks
no
great.
Docking.
No docking at all, no Switch docking.
No Switch docking.
You can do it if you want, and I'm sure it would look better on a 55-inch TV.
We
but
don't shame here. You can dock if you
that's
want.
Okay. Yeah. but yeah, the handheld mode is great. It runs well. I haven't seen any stuttering or lag issues.
That's fantastic.
Works well wirelessly. Kills the battery, I think.
Duh.
But I think this is more of me just not realizing that I've been playing for 3 hours.
Yeah.
And then I'm gone, Oh, I'm at 12%. Oh, it's coming up being like low battery. I need to run around and find the charger before I can.
I used to lose days playing Pokemon, so I'm glad to hear that it's creating that same effect again.
Yeah, I'm excited.
And the thing that I will say is as well is you still get one save, which kind of sucks. But then I had a mate tell me that just make another local account on your Switch.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a separate save. So if you wanted to go through and say speed run, or you wanted to just do one thing or something like that, you don't have to do it on the main profile. You can create a new local account on the Switch and then just run it on a whole new game like no one even touched it. Which is awesome because I want to do speed running.
Nice.
Yeet.
Going to be doing that on Twitch?
Hopefully. The only problem is like if you have to start a run, it takes 4.5 hours, say it dies halfway through, like you missed an attack or you got critted and died. Like, are you just going to start a new run again? Oh, 4.5 hours. Better start 7-hour stream later.
Wow.
Yeah,
it's not dedication. That great.
Yeah.
Anyway. It's
good. Swoosh good.
It's been...
Swoosh good.
Get swoosh.
Swoosh is good. Anyway. It's been a good Pokemon show.
Pretty yeet worthy.
I'm very happy with everything.
Yeah.
Just Pokemon I'm excited to play it for Christmas.
Yeah, me too.
I'm just going to put that word out there for my family. Yes.
If you'd like to buy Pokemon Sword and Shield for Eevee, let us know.
Text in on. Nah, never mind.
Someone buy it for me.
Yeah.
All right. On that note, thank you for hanging out today, and we'll see you all next week.
Thanks for coming. Yeah. Thanks for listening.
I'm going to leave you on a completely unrelated song, not Pokemon related.
Great.
You're Not Here from Silent Hill 3.
Why? Eevee.
For fun.
Eevee. Why?
Let's do it.
Eevee. Okay, bye.
Bye.